Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling in response to the lady who called a few quarters ago from St. John, and she was having a hard time with the water authority and also her neighbors. She said people don't help anymore. But I just wanted to say I'm from Edge Hill in St. Thomas, and we also have a bad water problem. The water is off very often, frequently is off. But I must say that the crews that come to my area, they go the extra mile. And I've seen several different guys over the years, and I've never had a bad experience with them. They're always willing to help. And so I was just as you were, I was quite surprised
Well, yeah, I
at
think
the
I know this
experience
voice,
you
by the
have.
way, but maybe not. This sounds like someone at Edge Hill that has a tank that gets filled and had always had some water issues over the years. I could be wrong, but your voice sounds very
Yes.
familiar. Yeah, it's
And
you? Okay, good.
even I was even surprised at her comment on the neighbors, because I don't think, I mean, Barbados has changed, but I don't think we've reached that point yet. I have some neighbors who, if I'm not home and the water tank comes out, they will fill my tank. They
Yeah,
do. They
there's
have
some
done it
people who do that.
on more than one occasion,
But you
and I
see,
would do the same for them.
this
And
is
I
why
know
I'm surprised.
in the country, you usually have better neighbors than don't we say.
Well, I'll
So I'm
say this. I'll say
surprised.
this. Over the years, as I said, BWA water tankers, many years ago, the horror stories are there. People can write a book, that's for sure. But in 2016, these guys were trained. They are not there anymore, but the guys that are there now, some of them actually were there from before. They were also trained too, a small group of them. And then there's some others that joined later on. I got the impression, and over the last year and change, that people were getting the assistance and people were getting buckets lifted and so on and so forth. I'm not sure what happened to that case, and maybe there may be more cases, I don't know. But one is too many. You don't want any types of complaints in particular like that. Not for people who can't lift.
But I even had a guy who came out at night, and his assistant for some reason had to go. He couldn't continue, and he was working on his own. It was late. It was like after 10, and he ran out of water, and he went and refilled and came back after 10 to finish up the district. So, I mean, these guys, I could only say good
Well,
things about them.
and that's good to hear, and it's good to know that they do. And as I said, that I'm surprised too, because I believe that the methods that were put in place in 2016 continued, and some of the individuals were there from before, and they have always been helpful. I don't know if that was a one-off. Maybe the guy wasn't feeling well. I mean, if his back was hurting, and I don't know. But then she claimed that there were other individuals. It's not
Yeah,
this.
that.
Yeah, so that to me is whatever it is, I'm sure people will get to the bottom of it at the BWA. And nothing in life is perfect, huh? No matter what you do, there's always going to be a couple people that might not be treated in the same way, in that same day as everybody else. Some people have their off
Okay.
days and stuff. So I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying that is the reality of life. But we need to correct it whenever it happens. It just needs to be handled. And hopefully BWA will handle it. And let's move on and continue the good service that they have been giving over the last couple recent times, I should say the last couple of years. And hopefully they can get the water problems resolved by maybe building a desalination plant. But in that between now and then, we need to exercise some water conservation methods and put things in place. It's not going to be an easy ride for the next couple of months, not having water every day because of how the systems are behaving due to the lack of rain. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 11:42. You are on the air.
A blessed morning to you.
And to you.
I claim in Jesus' name. Now, one has to realize that in this month is the month of the disabled. Yes. Not much is being said on your airwaves or any airwaves about the month of the disabled. They celebrate all kind of things. I can hear all kind of things talking about various months or various days. But one has to recognize that with all the NDCs that they have in Barbados now, the non-communicable diseases, that more and more, you know, you're getting more strokes, you're getting more heart attacks, you're getting more disabilities as a result of those things. And one has got to pay some cognizance to the whole question of the disabled in our community. And people in Barbados are living longer and longer and longer. And therefore, the elderly will be confronted from time to time with various disabilities. And more and more, our service providers have to pay cognizance to those persons who are suffering in terms of their disabilities and come to a realization that there are people too. And we have to go all out in this country to enable the disabled. The time has come that we have to pay cognizance. And not only a month will do it. Don't let us only look at the month. Let us look at the whole question of disabilities throughout the entire year and years ahead, because there are people too. They have their own, they have disabilities, but by the same token, they have made significant contributions and continue to do so in Barbados. And we need to pay some cognizance to that factor. Today you are here living high on the hog, and tomorrow you're there asking for somebody to come and give you some assistance. And the time has come that we should let brotherly love continue. And when I heard that lady from St. John talking about the neighbors not coming out to give assistance, that is really heartbreaking. Because more and more, no man is an island. No man stands alone. We are all God's children. And we need to help our neighbors. We need to be our brother's keepers. And therefore, I will call on those persons who, when they see the trucks come out, that those persons really come to grips with giving some help to those people wherever possible, and that the neighbors play their part to ensure that in this country that the neighborhoods continue to work. Mm-hmm. And that is also true when it comes to the various crimes that are committed across Barbados, that we need to help the police to help us.
If I may, because on Friday, I did not see this until after the program, a note by sent by Carrie-Anne Eiffel, President of the Barbados Council of the Disabled. It states here, the Barbados Council for the Disabled wishes to inform the public that following numerous calls regarding the installation of fire alarms in the homes of persons with disabilities, we have been advised by the Fire Prevention Unit that they are not carrying out any such work at this time. Further, the individual purporting himself to be employed within the community of the PWDs is unknown to all of the relevant agencies. So this person is purporting to come around to install fire alarms, etc., and obviously taking advantage of persons in the disabled community. It goes on to state, members of the public are therefore advised to contact the Fire Prevention Unit at 535-7829 or 535-7830 to verify any such claims. Please do not allow any unknown persons access to your homes without first checking. The Barbados Council for the Disabled, its affiliates, partners, takes the safety of all vulnerable persons very seriously and will continue to ensure that they are all protected. So that is a note from Carrie-Anne Eiffel, the president. This is of the Council for the Disabled. This is the month of the disabled, and all throughout the year, we must respect persons with disabilities. And whoever that person is, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 11:47. You are on the air. Go ahead.
On air?
Yes, you are.
Good. I just heard you speaking to a lady. She was talking about having her parents have tank and so on, and you. One of your suggestions was filling the tanks, probably by the fire service or some other source, right?
Only if it was separated from the domestic water for the house. If it was a farm, with tanks just for the animals. That was something that was done years ago.
You listen to me. I want to say to you, whether it is disconnected or connected, you cannot use non-potable water to feed poultry in Barbados.
If I did say non-potable, then I apologize. I just said...
Well, of course, that is what you said. You even mentioned...
Hang on. You sound as if you want to fight here, so relax.
No, I don't want to fight.
You need to relax then, all right? 1 second. If I said that, and I apologize, so let me give me a chance to correct my statement. If I meant or I said you can give them rainwater or gutter water or whatever water, I apologize. What I'm saying to you is that the BWA trucks, the portable water trucks, if the tanks were separated, then you could easily, I don't know what obtains now. I can tell you what was put in place years ago when the drought was on. The fire service facilitated the delivery of water to animals, pulling water in their trucks, which is a non-portable truck, but using portable water. In other words, those trucks are not sanitized as regularly as BWA, but there's nothing wrong with the water from the fire service. So if you would listen, and I appreciate your observation, I'm thankful that you gave me a chance to correct myself if I needed to.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning, Miss Hayes. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm listening this morning. You spoke about hand soap and stuff like that. Personally, I prefer Collins has it too. Liquid soap.
Okay, this is your phone is buzzing. One. Okay. If you're near something, it's interfering with it. And two, I would love for you to slow down when you speak to me so that we can all understand it. Go ahead. No.
I'm saying that. Okay, I heard you speaking this morning about using hand soap, eh?
Uh-huh. Why'd you move your phone? You're using a cell phone?
Yeah.
Move away from whatever you're around something electronic is interfering with your phone. Just move away a little bit and see if it stops.
Can you hear me better now?
Move away a little bit more. It's getting a little lower. Whatever it is interfering with your phone.
Unless maybe... Wi-Fi in my ear.
Go ahead. Let's see if we can get it. Okay, go ahead.
You can hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, probably two of my neighbors got a separate Wi-Fi. Anyway, I heard you speaking about using the hand soap and stuff like that. But Collins also has it. Liquid soap, I find to be must say. I always carry liquid soap with me. Mm-hmm. You run less of a risk of contamination in soap. Did you get that?
Yes, you just said liquid soaps are better in your opinion.
There's also a time for us to investigate certain things. You can, a few years ago, I listened to a program on the BBC. You can probably Google the phrase applied and environmental microbiology. You will see that they're looking into developing materials which can be put into things like door handles, door knobs, stairways, and stuff like that. Which actually kills any viruses and bacteria which may go into them. Because you know, it's something that we're not really reiterating. After you wash your hands, as the GS told you, which is true, you should, and you have to come out of the water, a public toilet especially, you should use a paper towel to open the door to come out. Because after you've done all that, it's the person before you did not go through the proper procedure. Mm. Your hands are recontaminated. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, certainly, and that's something that we all should pay attention to, washing your hands and then contaminating your hands again, and you should use some sort of tissue. But I want to thank you for your contribution. We do have to take a break for the regional roundup. When we come back, more of your calls.